Page 84, modes of transmission of diseases. There are two modes of transmission, communicable diseases and non-communicable diseases. Non-communicable diseases is also called non-infectious diseases. Look into your books, page 84, first column. There are various types. Airborne diseases, you have to learn the names and who are causing it. Whooping cough, caused by bacteria, common cold, virus, bronchitis, smoke and fly ash, silicosis, stone dust, allergy caused by air pollution, which is turned by gases like carbon dioxide, sodium dioxide, NO2, etc. Then, next word is waterborne diseases. The waste given out by sewage and industrial waste into the water bodies causes the waterborne diseases. Third line, what are the diseases caused? Typhoid, cholera, jaundice, diarrhea, polio, amebiasis, etc. Foodborne diseases. Food that we are available, we go to the shop to buy many things. Sometimes we feel like eating certain food like puchkas and jhalmudi from outside. So, but we should avoid all this. Why? Because they are roadside foods and they look nice and tasty and attractive, but they causes a lot of health problems. So that should also be avoided. Second column on top, you will learn all the names that are there and how all these diseases are causing health problem. Come to contact-borne diseases. In contact-borne diseases, there are three kinds of contact-borne diseases. One is direct, second point is direct or indirect contact, and third point is indirect contact. So, most of the infectious disease spread as a result of contact with an infected person or with the use of objects. Third line, use of objects that the infected person has used. So, what are the diseases? Fourth line, what are the diseases? Cold, flu, mumps, measles, pneumonia are the diseases that spread through coughing and sneezing. Skin disease and sexually transmitted diseases are caused by direct contact. So, these are the examples of direct contact. Conjunctivitis is a viral disease. Underline the word viral disease, caused by virus of the eyes. And this is an example of both direct and indirect contact. And the third word is indirect contact. Example is diseases like hepatitis, cholera, typhoid, which are indirect, that is contaminated food and water. Then come to the next word, vector. Who is a vector? Vectors are organisms, that is insects like mosquito, fleas, cockroach, ticks, mites, which spread disease causing organism. These organisms which carry such diseases or germs are called the vectors. You will have to learn the names as well as who is helping in transmitting such diseases. Dengue, bite of Aedes mosquito. Yellow fever, bite of Aedes mosquito. Malaria, caused by Plasmodium, transferred by female Anopheles mosquito. African sleeping sickness, caused by bite of tsetse fly. Plague, caused by bacteria. Parasites are the fleas who occur on rats, mice and rodents. Then filaris, filarial worm, which we have already studied, caused by the male, carried by the male Culex mosquito. Diseases like rabies, which is spread through infected animals like dog and monkeys and is spread through their bites. Then come to non-communicable disease, which do not, first line, page 85, first column, first line, do not spread by infected person to a healthy person. They are called non-communicable or non-infectious diseases. Fourth line, what are the examples? Diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, cancer, etc. And what are the five types of diseases? Deficiency disease, allergic disease, degenerative disease, social disease, and inherited diseases. You have to know all the examples that are given to you.